What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's the middle of the fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knots.
Welcome to the show.
Episode 132, Friday Vibes, with a new podcast format and Instagram algorithm insights. But first, is song.
Yep, Nick Diaz of Knox, rap. Let's do this. The strings of life gripping quicker with every day that passes. The glasses are rose colored, but a crack away from shattering. Cause what matters should be louder than the rest of the world. People be people, kill or be killed, go and get yours. Got a dream to believe to even form the idea. So let's be clear, my mind's out searching for that very next deal. It's easier to say, harder to get it all done. It took God 7 days longer for the West to be won. It's an everyday grind, taking up all of my time. Yet I somehow grip my lip cause I feel it's lit to lay down this rhyme. Lines crisscrossing in my mind, outlining hip-hop's design. So I'm able to start coloring outside of the lines. I'm fine if I don't get there, it's journey, you know. It's the process that's important to me, for sure. If you're saying you're on top, it's so clear to me that you're not. Because I know there's no end, especially when your inspiration stops. Message my medium, get clarity in this delirium. Give me the serum to cure this infectious rhythm. I'm serious. Am I sleeping here, son? I must be seeing things, huh? Anchor version 3 got me spinning like a DJ at Ibiza. It's A-okay, I'ma find my own way as I do. With my anchor fam behind me as my crew. A day is a week is a month, and don't even try to slow me. And this is the part of the track where I say, don't be scared, homie! Woo! Nick Diaz of Knox. Rap. What up? Yeah. Nick Diaz of Knox. Laying it down. Happy, happy, happy Friday. We made it. We made it. Unreal. We made it to Friday. Woo! And as you heard off the top right before this, I did it. I got the full new rap song recorded, and it is now on the air for all to enjoy. This is the third rap for all new listeners, this is the third rap that I have done on my Anchor.fm podcast station. But it is easily the most complex and complicated to rap to date. There's rhymes upon rhymes that just boggle my mind, and my white boy brain could barely keep up. And truthfully, I did slip up at the end there. I know I did. So, is it absolutely perfect? No. Are any of my raps absolutely perfect? No. But like all my other raps, this rap was also done in one take. One take. Nick Diaz of Knott's Rap Game strong. Oh, man. Not first try. I didn't do it on my first try. But it was with one hit of the recording button. So I hope you enjoyed it as it nearly killed me to make that. And I nearly threw the phone out of my goddamn window. Oh, so frustrating when you mess up a certain one and then you hit record again. And then it's not even that line that you mess up. It's the first line of the song. The strings of life gripping quicker with every day that passes. The glasses are rose-colored, but they're on the verge of being shattered. Fuck, it's so in my head, but it's not in my head. I'm fine if I don't get there. Which journey I know. See, it's stuck in my head, but it's going to come out. Basically, what's going to happen is I've got the first two songs on lock in my head right now. And I'm going to see if I can produce them better than I did and actually make them sound like a professional rap song. This is the Nick Diaz of Knott's Podcast, episode 132, baby. Woo! And if you are not listening on the Anchor app, then you are going to miss out on this first song that I found that I'm going to play for you right now. That I found last night, and it is so good and so hype that I put it on repeat as soon as I heard it. And I probably listened to it 15 times back to back while absolutely destroying people in Awesome Knots, this video game that I played last night. And I swear this song had a lot, if not everything, to do with it. Plus my skill a little bit, but you know. For my fellow Anchor fam out there listening on the greatest app in the world, Anchor, turn your phones or speakers, whatever you're listening to, up as loud as they can go and get ready to jam out hard. This next song is by Logic and it is called Every Day. And it is, I think it's the theme song of this new song, of this podcast. I think this song is, I probably have five songs that I would say are the theme songs to this podcast, but this is one of them, 100%. So, without further ado, this is Logic with Every Day, and it's going to set your Friday on fire, people, I'm telling you. So, if you're not listening on Anchor, download Anchor and start listening on Anchor. Don't be scared, homie. I work hard every day. Was I right or was I right? That song, Every Day by Logic, is so, so good. Woo! I work hard every motherfucking day. Yay, yay, yay. Woo! So for those that don't know, Nick Diaz of Knott's can be found on more than just the Anchor app. I can be found on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and now YouTube, where I am streaming video games live. You can also check out the live streams after they're done as saved videos, but I am recording videos live more or less daily, maybe every other day. But the game that I am streaming more and more daily is not Awesome Knots. Unfortunately, my streaming isn't working for that. I can only record and then edit and then post later. But the game I am live streaming is called Counter-Strike. It's not the newest Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike Go. It is Counter-Strike Source, the second one. Arguably the best video game, multiplayer, first-person shooter video game I've ever played in my life. The only one possibly comparing to it is Halo 3. Now, the reason I love it, for many reasons. I've talked about it on this station before, but it's fascinating now really getting into it again after a decade of not playing, especially after the last couple of months of delving deep into the paintball world, is that Counter-Strike really seems to be the digital computer video game version of paintball. And here's what I mean by that. It is very, very quick. in paintball, if you don't know, in speedball, right off the bat, so the buzzer goes, and instantly you can, people have gotten eliminated, headshotted, all this different stuff. It is very quick. The consequences are very quick to happen, and that's the same in Counter-Strike. If you're not careful, right off the bat, boom, you can get eliminated and you're out of the match, and you have to watch as your whole team either wins or loses the match without you. And it's almost like sitting in the penalty box as a hockey player. It's like you feel very responsible for whatever happens, whatever result comes from the match, especially if you die early. Which leads me kind of into the second point, which is everybody has certain protocols or techniques that they have to follow without fail, more or less. Like, if you're not out of the spawn within a couple of seconds, you're slow. And in paintball, if you're not at your position within a couple of seconds, you're slow and you're probably going to get eliminated and or lose the match for your team. In Counter-Strike, you also might have to do certain maneuvers, like throw a flashbang or smoke somewhere every time, no matter what. Even if you're not going that way, even if your team isn't even planning on going that way, it's just something that you always have to do. It's just part of the game, and if you don't do it, it could be the difference between you winning the game and losing the game. This is where voice communication comes in handy. Counter-Strike, unlike Awesomenauts, allows for voice communication to happen in-game, and it really allows for a deeper level of real-time strategy and efficient real-time strategy and coordinating between your teammates, and also ups the fun by 100%. You can yell at your teammates, go, 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 we're going to charge in, and then you all die, and then you start to laugh about it, and then you get to be like, okay, what are we doing next game? Okay, are we going long A or short A? What are we doing? And basically the way the game works is, as a terrorist, you have to go plant the bomb or kill all the counter-terrorists. Or, on different maps, the counter-terrorists have to rescue the hostages and or kill all the terrorists. So, please click the link in the title of this segment on if you are on the Anchor app. If not, go to Google and search for Nick Diaz of Knots YouTube or Nick Diaz of Knots Counter-Strike, and you should be able to find me no problem. I will be live streaming some gaming on Friday, this Friday. I know you might not be listening to it, but you can go there anytime to check out the videos, and who knows, maybe I'm live streaming right now when you're listening to this, so go check it out right now.
Nick Diaz of Knots, episode 132, guest, Maria Humphries.
I am ready to be recorded.
Hey, look who we have. Maria Humphries.
I am here. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I am doing so great, Nick.
That is fantastic to hear. Is it nice, sunny, and warm in California where you are?
No, it's not. It's raining. It's raining. I actually did a podcast earlier, and you could hear the rain in the background. And
that's awesome.
It's amazing because we need it so bad, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But one of the things that was so fun is I did a meditation group today also. And one of the things we were talking about is that trust. And the color blue is like your throat chakra and stuff. And we're like, trust, we know that the blue sky is up there behind the clouds. It's there. It's okay if we can't see it.
That's it. Every time I think about, you know, dark clouds bringing rain or something like that, I think of, I'm recently getting into country music. In the last year or 2 years, I've really taken a dive into country music, and there's a song, Luke Bryan, I think, sings it. It's called Rain is a Good Thing, and it's just like about how, you know, for farmers and stuff like that, a lot of people don't see rain the way they see it, and they love rain. They see it as a good thing. Because their whole life depends on it. And I think we all take some of nature for granted. And I was recently on a call. You might have heard this podcast that I was talking about
a guy I met, or a kid that I met from Brazil when I was gaming, and I was talking about the weather here, and I was like, oh, it's so cold and stuff, and he's like, and he was admitting to me, he's never seen snow. It's hot all year, every day, and you go outside for like 3 days. He's in Brazil somewhere. I can't remember where exactly, but he goes outside for a couple hours, and it just drains him of all the energy. And he's like, oh, I wish I lived in another place. And it makes me like look outside at the snow that we just got last night here in Canada. And I'm like, you know what? Could be worse.
Yeah. I hear what he's saying too. Like, if it's really humid, also, it can be really just drain your energy. I can go on vacation to Mexico or something. You know, I can take it for like a week, but I can't imagine living in that for so long.
Yeah, I had a friend once who was trying to get a job, or just like trying to talk to a friend to get a job doing construction down in South America or Mexico or something like that, and he's like, I can do it. I can do it. I can do the work. I look at me, I'm a strong guy. And my friend, whose dad owns the company or something, or works at the company, he's like, I'm not questioning your strength or anything like that, dude, but I'm saying that even people that lived and like grew up in these places,
yeah,
can't deal in the construction heat down there. And you think your Canadian butt is going to go down there, mm-hmm, and heat with them and think like you're actually going to be able to handle that heat? I don't think so.
Oh, man.
So that's crazy, but
yeah,
it's good to hear that you're doing well and that you are continuing on helping everybody else get into the zone of meditation and getting in tune with their chakras.
Yes. And today I had a personal training client at 9, and then I had a meditation group at noon. So it was from one of my areas to another. And just like my station is the highs and the lows, I'm like both things. Like the kind of personal training I do is strength training too. It's not yoga.
I was going to ask about that. I don't think I knew that about you, that you were a personal trainer. I knew you did the whole meditation and I believe yoga as well. Yes.
No
yoga. Okay, that's my bad then. I just assume I hear meditation, I assume yoga goes hand in hand.
Exactly. And that's one of my teachings, is that, you know, these preconceived ideas of what is out. I'm also Catholic, by the way. It's okay.
Hey.
It's okay if I'm teaching meditation and I'm Catholic. It's okay. It's like people are so, you know, they have set ideas of different categories you need to be in. And it works for me. And that's what I'm supposed to do.
And it also, to your point, stops a lot of people, myself included, from doing certain things in life because we have those preconceived notions.
Yes, like, definitely.
Truthfully, I've only been to, let's say, I want to say 3 group yoga classes, and that's all I've needed to know that it's not necessarily for me. I love stretching. I love meditation, but group is very, very intense, at least for myself. So I highly recommend anybody go, like with anything, anchor, yoga, meditation, whatever. I mean, you got to try it. You got to try it to know whether it's for you or not. And
right.
And whether, even if you go to a class, you're like, that's not for me. Doing it by yourself in your apartment or hell, wherever you can get a quiet moment to yourself. I mean, that's whether for me, actually, I think the key was a float tank. I don't know if you've been in one. Mm.
I've been in a pool, like a big pool, like a therapy pool, a warm therapy pool thing, but not one of those like a sensory deprivation.
Yes. Cool. Yeah. Cool. So I've done that probably 5 times now, and a couple of times I've done it. One time I did it the day before I quit one of my last jobs. Actually, I went in there for some clarities, for some guidance, I guess. And I came out. Yeah, I was feeling like I was pretty sure I was going to do it, but I came out of the tank being like, "Nope, this is what I'm doing." And
awesome.
It's fantastic. The way I describe it to people is it. For me, at least, it's a shortcut to that quote-unquote Zen state of meditation that you can get to.
Yes.
Because it strips you down of so many things already that I feel meditation is almost the act of getting over those things to get to that point. And when you don't, like when you're naked in a tank that, you know, you're floating, you don't even feel your body, it's all dark, you can't see anything, but your eyes are open.
Right.
It puts you in this, it immediately puts you in this state, almost like just like a head start along the journey towards that state.
Right, right. That's awesome.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. So how many people are in your classes usually for meditation, by the way?
It depends. The ones that I'm doing, I just started this one that's midweek. I usually do them on the weekends, but people have been asking for midweek ones, like while their kids are in school kind of thing.
And they need their fix, Maria. They need their fix.
Yes, yes. So there's just a handful of people in this one that I've just started doing. And sometimes there's like 8 to 10 people in the regular classes, but I've done larger workshops, like at a place we have, Yoga Works is a place in our area. It's a yoga studio. And so that is like a group of 30 people.
That is
in a session there.
That's, I think the last class I did was about that many people in a room that, in my opinion, probably should have fit only about 20, but you know, that yoga or the meditation.
It works. Everybody's a puzzle.
It's a little different than yoga. So I was saying yoga, but meditation, you're not really moving around, stretching and stuff necessarily. So
did you have someone's foot in your face?
Of course. And butt and people falling over into you and stuff like that.
Yes.
All the fun stuff of yoga, group yoga.
Yes. Yes.
But, so one of the reasons, have we ever done this before? Have I ever
had
you on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast?
No. Hi. I'm so honored.
Episode 132.
Woohoo.
Hi, everybody. Maria has been a longtime listener, engager of the podcast and with myself, not only on Anchor, but on all the platforms, mostly Instagram outside of Anchor, but, I've been following Maria's journey, just like I'm sure she's been following my journey.
Yeah, it's so fun to interact on Instagram.
It's so great. And it's getting better by the day, I feel like. We're all honing our tools, our sharpening our Instagram spears, and it's coming together. I feel like everyone's finding their voice on there, just like they found their voice on Anchor, at least Anchor version 2.
Right, right. Well, right when I get confident with more confident, I guess, with version 2, then it changes. So I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out. But it's a process.
It is a process. And even myself, I talked about it this week, but I feel like version 3 is forcing me to double down on my production skills, because I don't necessarily have that. Well, I got to get everything out because it's 24 hours and it's a go, go, go. At least that's how I felt every time I put that intro out. I felt this like
need. Right, because people could hear it and you don't have any content next to it.
Exactly.
You hang on to the draft. So, I hear you. Yes,
exactly. And so now I'm like, ooh, I can do it all in one swoop and not have any of that anxiety or panic
about
people getting lost after a segment's not done recording or something like that.
Right, 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 right.
It's taking a little bit of the fun away in a sense.
Well, it definitely does. I'm having a hard time interacting with people. I think since we don't have echoing now, call-ins, we're going to have to rely on call-ins more.
Yeah. And for me, I love so much of what they did. In my opinion, the game changer would be either and echoes are coming back. I don't know when they're coming back, but I've heard confirmation they're coming back. But in the conversations, I was super excited when I saw that, because I'm like, holy crap, they literally just stole what the Lemur app is doing, allowing like conversations back and forth, including audio. But then it turns out that it's only audio conversations back and forth. And I'm like, ooh, that feels like a miss. That feels like a miss anchor. Like you're stifling conversation and connectivity on your app, and really forcing it to be like a podcast creation studio only.
Well, and that's tricky, because a lot of the users, their intention, I'm sure, is not to be a professional podcaster.
100%.
Right? They're on there to have fun. Like for me, I'm on there to be social with people. I love the connections across the globe. Obviously, that's the most beautiful thing about it.
100%.
And I also was enjoying pushing some of the stuff out to the iTunes to a podcast. But now it's a requirement. kind of. Every time I want anybody on Anchor to listen to it, it's kind of strange to force it into an episode.
It is. However, have you done any experimentation with the online, like the PC dashboard?
No, I don't do that. I rely on my phone because I'm on the go all the time.
So I also gave this tip to a couple other people. You don't need to use your computer like one of those computers, like a hard desktop to do what I'm about to say. You can use your, are you on an iPhone?
iPhone 8, yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. I'm on a 6, so I'm jealous. But you can just go into your Safari web browser and go to anchor.fm and now sign in to your Anchor station on your web browser. And welcome to your new dashboard with all this new functionality that you didn't even realize you had.
And it'll work on the phone.
100%, including the ability to upload unique episode images, as well as changing where your podcast, each episode gets published to. So if you only want this one to be on iTunes, or if you don't want it to be on anything else but Anchor, you can do that.
Well, you know that trick about anything, anywhere but Anchor, right? There is no Anchor only.
There's no Anchor only?
The Anchor only is still the public. The public can still get to it.
Oh, yeah. The public can still get to it through a web browser by going
to
anchor.fm/.
I always thought that Anchor only meant that only users could hear us. That's what I thought that meant.
Oh, no. as far as I know, well, at least... But see, that's one of the good/bad things about this new thing, about the new format, is that there's no more of that. So there's no more quote-unquote live on Anchor anymore. It's only published episodes.
Right.
So there's no more confusing where it's going to be, I guess.
Well, and how are you doing? I'm kind of ignoring the change. I've started doing all my stuff in a day. In one, I'm calling it the flow, like Friday. It's my Friday, Thursday. I'm just putting everything in there unless it deserves an episode. Otherwise, it only has one little clip. Like I go over to Sherman Station and I get just one little clip of what he's saying and then it stops. And I have to actively move to the next episode. Each thing, I think it's a bad thing to separate it too much.
So, flow. He's doing. I haven't unfortunately had the time to go around and check out all the different Anchor stations. But what it sounds like you're saying he's doing, that's Crazy Asian Sherman, right?
Yeah. And he has such great content.
Amazing content. I love the Crazy Asian.
Well, I would get sucked in because it's so great, and then it would get me all excited and pumped to do something else. It gives me inspiration. It's awesome.
But it sounds like what he's doing is creating individual episodes for every one of his segments that he's
topic.
Doing.
Topic, yes.
Interesting. And that's probably the problem in listening.
Right. And I'm sure he's waiting for call-ins. That was a few days ago when I checked it.
Right.
I'm sure he's waiting for call-ins and he's going to build the episode and it will get bigger. But for the listener to stop by the station and only hear one short blurb, he's probably saving up all the calls and then he's going to address them each one at a time.
Sentient Future and I were talking about this issue last week when the change came out, and I've got two thoughts. One, this is one of the things that I don't like about this is, again, kind of getting back to that, the pertinence of the station is gone. The compelling nature of the station and the content that's on it is gone to me. It's like, I know you're all going to have amazing content, so when I get time, I'll do it. But it's not like I have any compelling nature to be like, oh, crap, the stuff on Maria's station is going to be gone in 24 hours unless I go listen to it right now.
That's true. There's no hurry now.
There's no hurry anymore.
Right. And the same thing with my silly, wacky Wednesday. It's like, so what if I do it on Wednesday? You can hear it next Tuesday.
And you can fake it now because you can. Yes. You can. I could record an entire week of podcasts Monday.
Yes.
And then be like, hey, it's Wednesday, but really it's actually Monday. You know? And so that's the first thing. And then the second thing is the ability to go back and add to previous episodes. I haven't done it yet. I haven't experimented with that yet.
Yes, I can. I figure, yes, you can do that.
But I don't like that, because to me, if it's published, it is final. You shouldn't be able to like edit like a song. Like once a song, I'm trying to think of a popular song, like Born to Run or something. You
right,
can go
right,
back
right.
and change Born to Run. Born to Run is Born to Run.
Right. Well, let me tell you why I've been doing it is because I'm noticing listeners are only listening to the top thing. They aren't going further down the list.
Generally, that's a very common thing I have found
right.
doing a long
right.
form podcast
so,
on.
So if I do something really that I like a lot and it's like fifth down on the list now, then I add it to a podcast and I push it to the top now. I have to push,
I see.
But I have to go through and delete it again from the bottom. I haven't figured out how to get rid of it. I'm ending up with
weird.
Too much material now.
Weird. That's a weird process,
yes.
Maria. I don't.
Yes.
I don't even know if I understand what you just said. To be honest,
it's yes. Like I had
the same segment to an episode,
a brand new one. Yes.
Oh, to a brand new one, and then deleting it from the old one.
Yes.
Why would you delete it from the old one?
Because it says like "Welcome to my station" kind of thing.
Oh,
and then
okay.
It's down further.
Gotcha.
Because I think we're going to have the same problem, that drafts column
yeah.
of things that anchor listeners can't hear at all
yeah.
is going to grow and be hard to dig through again.
I already feel like it's so hard. I don't.
Yeah.
For myself, it's the analytics on the phone are harder. It's harder to scroll through all my episodes and segments and stuff like that. It's not easier for the person on the phone.
Definitely not. No. Yeah. And also I found another problem. Like if I'm listening to your station mm-hmm. and you have a call in from, you know, Kevin Touch.
Sure.
And his face appears there and I can hear his call in, but I can't click on his face and go to his.
No
station.
Way.
It won't let you do
Are
that
you kidding
anymore.
Me? I haven't, it just shows that I haven't. As much as I'm putting stuff out on Anchor, I'm not consuming enough Anchor.
It will not let you click. So yesterday I was on like Miss Eileen's station and I heard some great call-ins from people that I'd never heard of before. So I can't click on their face and go to their station. Instead, I have to literally like write down their name on a piece of paper and then go search for them because I won't remember what their name is.
The only hack that I would say, the pro tip there, would be to take a screenshot of their name.
I guess
on your phone, but even that again is like a two-step process.
Yes.
Do you know if you can even favorite them from that?
Oh, definitely not. Well, I don't know.
It
I don't
sounds
know.
Like you should. It sounds like you won't be able to. But
I don't
I just
think
wasn't
so.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look at that and do some reporting back to everybody. That's
a problem. Not being able to click on their face and go to their station is kind of a problem for me because I used to rely on Echoes. Like I'd go to Red Sable's station.
Oh, Red Sable,
she's such a great,
the great
curator.
Echoer.
Yes, she's a great curator.
Yes,
and she and Simon, there are some great people out there that always had. Great information on their page because they would share things that they liked mm-hmm. and I would start to trust them and I would mm-hmm. know I could go there. Patrick, so many Echoes were so great. That's the only way I got to know new people.
Well,
so now call-ins will do it. Call-ins to others, but now you can't click on the call-in to get to the stinking station.
They've really taken away the social part of the social audio here on Anchor, and they've really pushed it to way more of a content creator pushing system.
Well, I have a feeling that a content creating beast is more valuable dollar-wise. Yes, that is what is pushing this thing, is increasing the value of the platform.
You don't have to tell me that.
So we are the slave laborers. We are the slave laborers.
We are the little guys and little girls of Anchor
yes.
here, doing all the legwork for the big dogs, testing out
yes.
their app, making
yes.
sure all the kinks are worked out, and going
yes.
through the highs and lows of the roller coaster of this budding social
yes.
media.
Yes. And I love it. And a few days ago, I was really aggravated and I'm like, I'm not staying with it, blah, blah, blah. And it is a lot of work, but it's making it harder for me as just an iPhone user only, just the buttons, everything's going to be more time consuming. So I'm thinking in my head, they're trying to get rid of all of the Yahoos that don't know what they're doing, like me.
Oh, I'm no. Like,
because people who don't know what they're doing are going to go away. It's for fun. This platform's supposed to be fun.
I mean, at least that's what they originally intended it or marketed it to be.
Yes.
However, to your point, you know, on the scale of like beginner / just fun audio app to professional getting paid podcaster, they've definitely moved more into the middle ground of intermediate skill is required, or it can be an asset now, whereas before literally anybody could just hit the, as I used to call it, the big scary red button and just be like, hey, I'm doing a podcast, anybody out there, and just test the waters. And now I feel like it's such a commitment. It's even more of a commitment to put your voice out there, and like you said, push everything to all the platforms and all that stuff, instead of just being like this little station on Anchor doing
your thing. Right. I have to tell you something else that occurred to me too in this process of not being on live for more than the 24-hour period of time. I think I was being a little braver with what I was saying on the air when it was only 24 hours.
Yes.
Because I knew that it would go away. I still had the capability to revive it if I wanted to. Right. But I knew it would kind of go away. If it was going to kind of like make someone uncomfortable or something, I knew it would go away.
Oh,
now,
goodness,
once I push it out to an episode, it's there forever.
Forever and ever.
So now I have to be a little more choosy about it. But it is funny because I'll go through the drafts now, the whole column, and there is a lot of stuff that I never did push out to a real episode. It was only live. So that's, I have so content funny in there that I can push out now and make into an episode, I guess.
Without some huge change on the Anchor app side, it's going to be ridiculously hard for you to even find
anything
and edit it, let alone.
Well, right. And the flow is messed up because the draft section only has our content. It does not have the call-ins or echoes that we had that may have been part of a sequence.
I feel like they're getting lazy, Maria.
Right? If you were playing guitar for me, like you called in and played guitar for me a long time ago, and then I would say something and say, hey, it's Nick Diaz. That call-in is no longer there with my funny comment anymore. Only my funny comment is there. Your call-in is buried in the call-in. It's not in the drafts.
So I believe if you go to the call-in.
Yes, it's there. It's safe.
It's there.
I would just have to go through five steps. Yeah.
I know. I hear you.
It's all by itself there without my comments. And it's not next to, you know, maybe, Eileen singing to me. I had like four different people singing to me in a row. And now they're scattered.
The only way to do that then would be to find that specific saved episode. If it was a saved episode, and then go back into that episode and re-echo that stuff. But as you didn't save a lot of episodes, a lot of your stuff was just on the air, quote-unquote.
Some of it was just for funny, to make people laugh, and it didn't deserve
it. Made me laugh a lot of the time, I'll tell you that.
It was fun, and it didn't deserve to be in an iTunes podcast, so I never pushed it out to an episode.
Yeah.
Now it's scattered.
I feel like a lot of people don't even understand the value of social audio as it existed before this one. And now, to your point, they've seen that the number one like marketable point to people is, oh wait, this app will just create a podcast on iTunes for me with one touch of a button.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's like the most valuable thing this app has now, just to the mass public.
Right.
It's people like you and like the rest of the Anchor fam that have truly seen the light of what the possibilities with the community and social audio truly is. And unfortunately, I feel like now the company Anchor, this app has kind of moved away from the social. Maybe they're coming back. Maybe it's all coming back. Who knows? But they've moved away from that, and they've moved towards, again, like we've been saying, the more content
creator,
now, studio focus.
Right. And if money is an issue, I suppose if they worked in, if they made the social aspect more important and easier again, then maybe they could charge users like, you know, $3 a month or something to use. I don't know if they're trying to make money.
As soon as we involve money, it gets muddy.
I know. It gets tricky. Yes. You know, and I thought it was funny because a few months ago, I remember everybody's trying to get more users on the platform so that it would grow. And so people were joining the app, like my friend Vanessa in Australia, who I did that tantric interview with.
That's right.
And so I had to convince her to download the app and become a user so that I could interview her.
So I've done that multiple times.
Right. Yeah. And I've done that too. But now those people are just kind of sitting there. They don't want to mess with all this stuff.
I hear you.
You know, and,
I hear you.
And some people who we may have convinced, I don't have anybody on my list off the top of my head, but some of them might have come on and just, you know.
I'm honestly so upset with the admin of this app, to be brutally honest. I remember when they're like, you know, invite new people and only new listeners to your station are going to count for the leaderboard. And that makes no sense from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah.
It's a poorly set up pyramid scheme.
I never even understood how you get credit for users that join.
That's like, what I was just about to say to you. Like, it's not like you have a registration code that's entered, and it's like you get every five registration codes, your segments are worth double the normal or whatever. There's no incentive. It's just like, hey, we need people. You love this app and you want it to continue, right? So you better go do what we say.
Right.
Oh, it's such a muddy.
Yeah.
I love the community. What did they say about the military? Hate the military, love the soldiers, or hate the military, support the soldiers, something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The overall system sucks, but the people involved, like the people doing the thing are awesome.
And they're probably saying the lunatics are taking over the asylum.
That's it. Exactly. I'm sure it's all the same thing. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So one of the other reasons I wanted to have you on today is because you, amongst many other people I'm talking to, are struggling / reeling at the changes on the Instagram algorithms and just trying to figure out what the heck is going on now. And I know both of us really probably have no place talking about this here, but I think that
I'm so glad you recognize that.
I just wanted to say it right out loud first, but I think that's it's a very honest place to start because so many people are there. There's even less. There's a spot before us, and that's knowing even less than we do.
Yes.
So this is for the absolute beginners who have no idea what an Instagram algorithm even is, or if it changed or anything like that. So
thank you, because that's exactly it. And the only way we can learn how to do stuff is by doing it. And that's the same thing on Anchor. I just keep testing things and everybody's laughing at me because I'm just testing it. I'm like, what does this do? What does that do? Because I don't know what I'm doing, but it's okay. And the same thing on Instagram. Now, Instagram, I still don't understand how to use the stories and the hashtags and the tagging. It's very confusing to me. And being in that Peapod thing now that we're in, I think that's a brilliant idea. And that's a great way, you guys, for anybody listening, a pod is when you get a group of Instagram users that are friends together and supporting each other and liking each other's stuff. We don't we like stuff to encourage each other's stations or pages, Instagram pages.
Yeah.
To get them more exposure and more interest, because the more hits you have on your posts, the more people will become attracted to your page. That's the whole point, right, Nick?
Absolutely. Just to clarify a little bit further, basically, one of the recommendations that I've seen online are these things called quote-unquote pods or groups of like-minded Instagrammers or social media content people, producer people who I see this more as an experiment. Who knows how long this thing will last or anything like that, how successful we'll be and right. all that stuff, how engaged everyone will be. I see it just like you said about your station. I see it as a great experiment
yes.
for somebody that wants to learn more about social media to find a group of, it doesn't have to be even more than five people, but obviously the more the merrier. And it's not necessarily about anything more than trying to unlock basically more followers for your Instagram feed.
Yes. But also it's legitimate followers. It's organic followers. Mm,
you're not paying for any of this.
Exactly. Because I get so many of those damn things, buy followers. Why would I want to buy followers? Who are those people? You know, I don't even know what they're talking about. You know,
well, that's the thing is like, do you want followers or do you want engagement? Like, do right. you want people who are actually caring about what you're talking about, or do exactly. you just want your follower number to go up?
Exactly. And like some of my content on my Instagram page is educating people a little bit about meditation, or sometimes I have exercise stuff on there, nutrition, but some of it is just for fun too.
Your page is just filled with positive vibes and positivity, and just it makes me smile every time I go to your feed, Maria.
Ah, I'm glad. it's fun. I love doing it, and I've learned that I love taking photos, and so Instagram is a perfect place for me because my nature photos and such as well. Posting a photo and then talking about what it means as far as your connection with the divine and stuff like that mm-hmm. is a great way of connecting people with everyday stuff. I love that.
So let me just jump into a little bit of what I've found about the new changes, because to your point, you like many people I know, and I'm sure we both know on Instagram, are producing awesome content, and content I feel is worthy of, you know, people's time and they would enjoy seeing it on Instagram. However, with the new changes, I believe the new thing is that only 10% or less of your followers are actually going to see every post that you're going to do.
Now, why is that? What's happening there?
So I believe what they're doing is, if you think about how many people are on Instagram, and just if they open the floodgates, so to speak, and you got to see every post of every single one of your followers, you would never, ever get to see like more than one from everybody. You know what I mean? Like what they're trying to do, it seems, is like Google curate for you based on what you end up like spending the most time on, engaging with the most and stuff like that. They're curating that content more for you.
And they're deciding. Forward. They're deciding what yes. goes in front of my eyes.
Yes. And they're doing that, and basically the 10%, it's up to that 10% through engagement, comments, liking, sharing, tagging people in the comments, mm-hmm. all that, and your response time to those comments that are left on your thing. And at some point you hit some threshold where the key does that final turn and it unlocks your content for the rest of the 90% of your followers, and it will start feeding through their Instagram feed.
Oh, so you have to work really hard for a little bit to get to that point?
It seems like that. It seems like that. Yes. Oh,
that's a lot of work.
It seems like they've turned it into more of a game, like a social media game, rather than just like a photo album, a group photo album almost.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why everyone's going over to Vero.
What's Vero?
Oh, it's just a new social media app that all the celebrities are getting on this week, and so many people are jumping over to. It's supposed to like be a combination of Instagram and Facebook and of course everything else that you could ever want in a social media, because it's the newest social media out there. So it's got to be the coolest, best thing ever, right?
Oh my God, how many different platforms do we need?
That's what I you can hear the frustration in my voice, and I can hear it in you. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about Vera. I don't know too much about it, so I don't feel like I have any right to complain about it or anything like that.
Well, right. And I did just start trying Vodl. Have you seen that one?
And
that one is photos, and then you talk over them, which for me is kind of awesome because then I can explain my photography. But it's a whole other platform. Like, I'm going to get spread too thin. I need to, my energy is going to get depleted if I get spread too thin.
So you weren't part of the mass migration over to Lemur, were you?
No.
So Lemur, in my opinion, I've tried Vodl. I'm on Vodl. I'm on Lemur. I'm on Anchor. I'm on all these different things. In my opinion, if Vodl and Lemur came together, it would be a force to be reckoned with. But Vodl on its own and Lemur on its own, unfortunately, right now, do not have enough power between the features that they offer and the amount of people that are on them. Mm-hmm. For at least in my head, for me to give my energy to them. And I dove in a little deep on Lemur. And the thing about it was you could upload pictures, and then as the person's, like you're saying, as a person's listening to you, they could be looking at this picture that you've created for this episode.
But I have to say that I figured out how to work Anchor that way. Because I can put the link to my Instagram photo just by links.
Yes.
Audio on Anchor will continue to play. Somebody can listen to my Anchor podcast with me describing a beach, a sunset, and they can be looking at the sunset photo that I'm talking about.
That's actually a great thing that I hadn't even considered. Yes. Is almost, you can post pictures of the things in your life or whatever that you're going to be talking about on your podcast or on your Anchor, and then when you do it on Anchor, then you link back to that whole 360 linking back to the Instagram. That's brilliant.
And it works, but it's a little more difficult in version 3.0, of course.
But
I put the link in the segment title.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're listening to my podcast, you can click on the link and my voice does not stop, but it will go to my Instagram page and you can look at that photo.
And I mean, that goes for any link. It doesn't have to be an Instagram.
Correct.
But I mean,
correct. Facebook links are longer. The characters are longer, so you need more space. Instagram ones, it'll allow me to put a little bit of a description and then the link.
So here's a little pro tip for
YouTube will work that way.
Here's a little pro tip for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'll DM this to you afterwards, but there's a website called, and there's a couple like this, but it's called bitly.
Yes, I've seen that. What is
it? Bitly.com. And what that'll do is, I'm looking at it right now, and it's free, 100% free, and it's quick, easy to use. And all you do is you take whatever huge URL that you're trying to put into like a Twitter or whatever, and you paste it in here, and it shortens it to, I think, like less than 20 characters.
And it converts it into a little chain that you can just put somewhere?
Copy and paste, and it brings it to that at the exact same place.
Okay.
So if you're ever trying to save space in a message or an Instagram, a segment is where anchor segments are where I find they're the most helpful.
Okay. Because I've seen Bitly, but I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. There's a couple other ones, but they're just called URL shorteners. There's a bunch of them out there, but I like Bitly the most.
Right. But so. anyway, the Instagram will work putting in the title of the segment on Anchor.
That's a great pro tip.
So that works. But back to the Instagram stuff though. When did these changes, they already happened or they're in the process?
As far as I understand, they've already happened. that being said, some of the things that I've heard reported, such as, you know, no more blocks of hashtags or comments filled with hashtags for your own post, those aren't allowed anymore.
What does aren't allowed mean?
What's that?
What does aren't allowed mean? Does that mean they'll kick us out?
Well, I think the risk, or what I keep reading about, is that either A, you'll get shadow banned, which basically means it appears that your post is quote unquote active, but it's not in any of the hashtags or anything like that.
Oh, so you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. And that's why they call it a shadow ban.
That's evil.
Exactly. So the thing that I would recommend to everybody is, once you do a post, if you're ever concerned about whether or not you've been shadow banned, wait even 10 minutes. For me, that 10 minutes is way too long. Who am I kidding? You wait a minute and just let it sink in for a second. And then you go to each one of the hashtags that you did, or pick five of them, and then make sure you're in the most recent of that hashtag. And if you are, you're good. If you're not, delete that post and repost it with some different hashtags.
Wow. And that's when you're hashtagging in a comment.
Or your post.
Either one.
Either okay. one. But a lot of people don't like to include hashtags in their actual comment or their caption of their
post. That's what I don't. Yeah. And did you see that thing on the pod the other day?
I did. Yeah. So I tested it yesterday.
Yeah. What's your thought?
And so I tested it on one of my recent posts, and I was like, you know what? It can't hurt just to try a comment with like five hashtags and see if I make it into those hashtags. And it worked. So okay. As far as I know, you can still do mass hashtags up to 30. But 30, I think, is the total between both your caption and any comment that you do on your post. So
I don't usually do that many anyway.
I'm just saying, for anybody out there, if you've done 29 in your post, and then you're like, ooh, I forgot three hashtags, I need to include these three. Unfortunately, you can't do that. You can only get to 30 maximum for your entire post.
Right. And for anybody who's listening, what we're talking about is somebody in a group that we're in said if the hashtags were in a comment, they didn't think that they got the same credit. But
and that's been reported as well. That's been reported online. Many places are saying that as well, which is where they're getting that information, I think. But I just wanted to say that in my experience in the last 2 days, not much experience, because it's a very recent change here. It seems like if the change is happening, maybe it hasn't happened fully yet, but I'm still experiencing that it's A-okay to do the comment hashtags and stuff like that. So
because I prefer to do the hashtags in a comment after I post that picture to other social media sources too. Because my daughter, for instance, will laugh at me. She'll see me post an Instagram thing on my Facebook page, for instance, and all of a sudden she's like, look at all these hashtags. It's filling up the spot on the Facebook page. And so that's why I don't put it in the caption on the photo itself.
Fascinating.
I don't want all those hashtags to travel.
I didn't even I never pushed to Facebook. Maybe the solution is, do you draft your captions at all before you do it in Instagram?
Separately, no. I just put them into Instagram.
So the pro tip I would have for you then would be, you're on iPhone, so use your notes, just the basic notes.
Yes.
And that will save the formatting for you as well, so you can actually do paragraphs.
Yeah, I was wondering how that works. Okay, tell me.
So basically you can do paragraphs, blocks, and then separate blocks and individual lines if you want. Just know, so in your notes, write everything in your notes, and then it'll save the format. And however, do not leave any line. Like if you're doing if you want to do a line return, every line has to have something. So just do a period for any blank line or anything like that. And that should be a return to the next line.
or an emoji. And let's get to emoji.
Ooh, that could work. That could work too, actually. Yeah, just something, I think. Just something.
Yeah, like a little emoji. Now, what about emojis? They were talking in that pod about emojis being searchable or something on Instagram. What is that?
This is the first I'm hearing about it. I really don't know too much about it, but for myself,
which would be kind of silly, doesn't? I mean, there's got to be a million smiley faces out there. Smiley faces. Oh my God.
There's got to be millions, trillions.
Yes, yes.
Like I put five in some of my same posts. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, if they add it to something searchable, it is what it is. But for me, I think focusing on searchable keywords and searchable hashtags, popular hashtags. It's probably the better thing to do right now.
Okay, so Nick, I'm sorry. Can you go back and explain that thing to me again about notes? I put it in my notes on my phone.
Yes.
I draft my, like if I want a whole paragraph.
Yeah.
And then I cut and paste from there?
Correct. And then you and then you cut and paste, and then you paste it into where it says write a caption on your Instagram. And when you paste it in, and you can scroll all the way to the top, and you'll see it's formatted exactly as you left it.
Perfect. Okay.
It's amazing. So with that, you can do a paragraph at the end. Oh, I know you don't want to include it because you push it to Facebook as well. But for anybody that doesn't mind doing it, you can do a separate paragraph at the bottom with all your hashtags, and it doesn't mess up all your beautifully written words above it.
Right. Right. That's really helpful for me though too, because if it's in my notes, then if I post to a Facebook page that I don't necessarily want the Instagram link to, I can use that same description as my Facebook post.
And that was where I was getting to with this. Maria. Is you can do, you know, you can stop pushing from Instagram to Facebook and do separate posts if you want with the same material. And now you can just have the same draft and boom. Just saying that's one of the ideas I had.
Yes. No, that's great, because a lot of people don't like to click on links from other sources.
It's true. They want that unique Facebook or Twitter or whatever content.
Right. And you know, I mean, I keep having it in my head and I haven't done it yet. There's something called spiritual ego that people have, but there is a social media ego as well.
Very true.
Like some people, I don't use Facebook. I only use LinkedIn or whatever.
I would say Snapchat's that for me right now. I feel I have no place to be on Snapchat right now.
You don't use it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't even have it.
Yeah, I used it a long time ago, like a long time ago when it first came out. But then I'm like, I have Instagram now, and they do everything Snapchat does and better. So
right.
So why am I going to do that? But
all right.
Oh, well, Maria, thank you so much for jumping on a call. And we talked about way more than I thought we were going to talk about. But of course, this is your first time on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. And it was amazing. I can't believe we waited this long to get this done.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just sorry that the 3.0 stuff took up more of our conversation.
I would consider you an OG member of the Anchor fam here, Maria. And, you know, your opinion to me, and I'm sure many other people out there on anything, especially the greatest app in the world, is valued. So I appreciate you, your ideas and your thoughts on everything, including Anchor V3 and the Instagram insights and meditation, all the other things.
Yes, yes. And we'll talk another time. Let's do a meditation talk another time too. I think that Anchor is worth the effort. I think it's worth the effort right now.
I think so too. And maybe we can even get like a group meditation, get a bunch of people on a call. That'd be crazy.
Yes.
That would be amazing. I love it.
That would be awesome.
All right.
All right. We'll talk later.
Maria Humphreys, everybody. Take Woo-hoo! Care, Maria.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Nick Diaz of Knots, episode 132, Anchor Call-ins.
You blinded me with science. Hey, bro, Nick D. Diaz of Knots. Hey, it has been a dog's age since I've called in on your show. I am so sorry I've been neglectful of our friendship. So I have to say, good morning to you, my friend. And say you are very right on the keeping it short. I will have to say when I had to keep it to 5 minutes, yeah, I learned a lot about brevity. It was very nice, even if I had to carry a subject over multiple segments. But hey, see, like, that is an alarm telling me that I have to get to work. But I have to get to work. And remember, hey.
I just caught your show, The Sentient Beings. This is Vicky. I don't know if you can tell that from my voice or your messages or whatever, because I still don't get Anchor. But I do get the community aspect, and I understand that I don't have anything to offer you, and I understand that you're a busy person and whatever, but I have to tell you that sentient being, I can't listen to him. That's way beyond my little pea brain. Now, sometimes I have trouble listening to you. But your music is beyond me. I like that I can skip it, sorry. I don't skip at all. I listen to everything you put out there. You are the only show that I listen to start to finish. And if you understood my brain injury and my brain, that's a compliment and a half. But thank you so much for being you.
Nick, it's Maria. I love all of your 5 points about social media. I can't stress it enough. Absolutely. Keeping it short, to the point. Awesome titles. What's your take, by the way, on using emojis in titles? Does it depend on the platform? I understand now. I think Anchor is going to start having emojis be searchable. No, Instagram. Instagram is going to start having emojis be searchable. So that's kind of weird. What's your take on that? Also, I loved your last point where you said, you know, engage with people outside your platform, kind of. And I was almost thinking of saying, but stay authentic and stay within your group. But you know what? Crossing the lines across to different groups of people is awesome. And you just said it right there too. Sometimes people want information from something they are not familiar with. And that's a great thing too. Nick, I would add to your list too, just not getting intimidated by how much information is out there. Because sometimes when you're surfing around on any kind of social media, you can see other people saying similar things to you, but never lose sight of the fact that the way you say it is unique. Don't get discouraged and feel like everybody's talking about the same thing. It is coming from a unique perspective. And that's what makes social media so awesome. Different personalities out there. So I would say that's like number 6 to me, to your list, is have courage. Have courage and keep saying it in your own way.
Woo-wee! I love that term, dog's age. Mikey boy, I missed your good mornings, my friend, I must say. And I didn't even realize I missed it because I have been so busy myself. But I must say it back to you. Good morning to you, too. I know, my friend, I missed the 5-minute time limits myself on the segments on the old Anchor platform as well. It made it feel so much more pertinent to whatever was being said because you knew this person was staring at a brick wall headed towards them with every passing second. It made it feel a lot more like Twitter with the specific time restriction of the original 140 characters or the 5 minutes. But clearly, they saw/thought that we all wanted to have the ability to spew on and on and on about whatever. And if you want to, that's cool. But as Jordan Peterson says, just know the poison you are taking and don't complain when it does what you knew it was going to do to you. I might have paraphrased that, but you get the idea, I hope. Thank you so much, Mike, for the call, and hope you're doing good out there. And moving on to my favorite, one of my favorite regular callers and former podcast guest, Gypsy Homesteader Vicky. And to be clear, Vicky, yeah, no need to say your name over and over unless you want to, as Anchor allows me to see all. It is honestly very refreshing to hear your perspective on the Sentient Future episode as being, quote, unlistenable to a point, and even hearing that I myself am hard to listen to sometimes, it's refreshing. Too often I think we say just too many good things to one another, and I for one respect the honesty, Vicky. You are right about so many things on that call. I am a busy guy, and you know, and you do get the community aspect of Anchor, and I can see it. However, I must correct you that I think you know Anchor much better than you think you do or you admit, and I think you're having maybe the trouble that a lot of people are having, which is what I talked about on the show yesterday with the Calling Strangers guest Ishmael, and finding your voice and finding the right platform for that voice. And while you might not feel like you have your voice on Anchor or found your voice on Anchor, I see you out there working and growing, testing and evolving. And at the end of the day, you're learning and becoming a social media expert. I'm going to have you back on this show soon, I promise. We have far too much to discuss this way. Thank you so much for the call, though. Hope you and the Pooches are doing well. And lastly, we have Maria. Thank you so much for not only the call-ins and the addition to the tips on how to win at Social Audio, but for jumping on the call today, your first call on the Nick Diaz and Knots podcast. And I think we covered just about everything under the sun, including the things that you were mentioning on your call-in. So I just wanted to come on and formally say thank you for today and for everything that you do, raising the positivity of the earth one person at a time. That is going to be it for me today. Thank you so much for joining me this weekend. I am in a curling bonspiel, or tournament to those who are not woke to curling yet. And I will report back to you on Monday on how it went. Tomorrow we will have the Music to Game 2 playlist as usual on this show. And it is shaping up to be a banger. Also tomorrow is UFC 222. That's UFC 222 with the main event being Chris Cyborg versus Yana. And the co-main event being Frankie Edgar versus Brian Ortega. Woo! And the return of Sugar Sean O'Malley, a very exciting young fighter. Make sure to check it out if you got nothing else going on. Leaving you today, as usual, 3, maybe 4 songs to keep you motivated, to keep your ass lit on fire. It's the weekend, baby! And this has been the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Don't be scared, homies. I'll be back next week. Check me on Instagram. Check me on Twitter. What up, Anchor fam?